Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The Pod Network Entertainment. This episode may cover sensitive topics like sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, depression, and suicide, which could be triggering. While we recognize the challenges this content may pose, we advise you to prioritize your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched. PH Murder Stories Podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised. Richard Santa Ana, a father and loving husband, sought justice for his wife Pearl and their son, baby Denzel, after two assailants brutally killed them by mercilessly bludgeoning their heads at their residence in Santa Rosa, Laguna. As the investigators looked for answers, they surprisingly found out that the person behind the gruesome murder was someone they already knew from the start, who was holding a grudge because of jealousy.
This case in 2016 might have been one of the most overlooked murder cases ever. A mother and her baby boy were gruesomely murdered on a typical afternoon inside their residence. It is not something we get to hear or read on the news on a daily basis.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 21st and final episode of Season 3.
March 2, 2016 was a significant day for Richard and Pearl's marriage, as it was their third wedding anniversary. Unfortunately, the couple decided to postpone their special occasion due to budget constraints. Richard decided to leave that day and went to Quezon City to look for better financial opportunities. Meanwhile, Pearl also had other plans. She was expecting a visit from maintenance specialists scheduled to fix their home's internet router. Richard then advised her to take a picture of the job order and the repairman's identification cards.
That same day, Pearl's mother visited her and baby Denzel. At first glance, she noticed that all the doors and windows of her house were open, which seemed strange because the family does not leave doors unrestricted. Unfortunately for Pearl's mom, that was not the most unusual thing she saw that day. Upon entering the house, she was shocked to see her grandson's unconscious body covered in blood. She then looked for Pearl and saw her lifeless naked body in the bathroom, also covered in blood. After seeing her daughter and grandson in a dangerous condition, she immediately contacted the authorities for help. The police then quickly took both victims to the nearest hospital. Unfortunately, baby Denzel was the first to perish a day after the bloody incident. A day later, his mom Pearl died. After being comatose from the internal brain hemorrhage she suffered from the brutal attack.
The killings caused public outrage. Various media networks interviewed Pearl's husband, Richard, for his sentiments about the gruesome incident done to his family. Richard called for justice and told media outlets, quote, "The suspect must be incarcerated and rot in jail," unquote. 8 days after the gruesome killings of Pearl and baby Denzel, investigators still haven't found a much more solid lead aside from seeing the suspects from various CCTV footage. On March 18, 2016, 2 weeks after the brutal murder, a suspect emerged and surrendered to authorities in Barangay Kupang, Muntinlupa. The suspect's name is Ramoncito Gallio. He is a tricycle driver and resident of the area. He confessed to the killing of Pearl and baby Denzel. The suspect also said that he was the one who was seen on CCTV footage with long hair and carrying a black bag, though his hair was short when he surrendered to the police.
Sa CCTV na ito sa isang fast food sa Muntinlupa noong 2016, kita ang pagdaan ng umano'y ama na si Ricardo Santa Ana na nakasombrero, shades at may bit-bit na bag. Nakasunod sa kanya ang dalawang suspect na si Ramoncito Gallo at Brian Avistado. Kuha raw ito pagkatapos may sagawa ang pagpatay sa mag-ina na sina Pearl Santa Ana at 2 taong gulang na si Denzel. Dumiretso ang tatlo sa loob ng isang fast food chain kung saan pagkalipas ng ilang minuto, lumabas na magkasunod ang tatlo. Kapansin-pansin na ang suot na pantalon ng 2 suspect na kuha sa CCTV malapit sa bahay ng mga biktima ay parehas sa suot na pantalon na nakunan sa CCTV sa Muntinlupa mayigit 1 oras matapos ang krimen.
According to the suspect's statement, a guy named Boss Jeff hired him and a certain Brian Avistado to kill the victims. Both hired killers talked with Boss Jeff in a restaurant in Alabang. The mastermind offered to give the suspects 30,000 pesos each for each person they killed. In their second meeting, Boss Jeff showed the directions to the target's residence. Gallo then asked the mastermind if he could show his face to him. as he was always seen wearing a mask and shades in their first two meetings. Boss Jeff then made the biggest mistake of showing his face to both hired killers. According to Gallio, he and the other suspect pretended to be workers of a telecommunication company. The repairman that Pearl was expecting to arrive last March 2. Boss Jeff ordered the suspects to show the target their fake job order and identification, so Pearl would let them inside the house. The suspects then waited and went for the perfect opportunity to subdue Pearl. They grabbed her tightly, making it impossible for her to get loose, and brought her to the bathroom. Gallio mercilessly bludgeoned Pearl's face with a hammer. After brutally hammering his victim, Gallio stole some items from the house to make it look like a robbery. Gallio was shocked when he saw a wedding picture of Pearl and Richard, as the latter resembled Boss Jeff, who masterminded this brutal crime.
After killing Pearl, Gallio told the authorities that he saw baby Denzel unconscious and his body covered by blood. Brian killed the innocent child. As if this horrific crime isn't as gruesome as it sounds, Boss Jeff, or what we know now as Richard, Pearl's husband and baby Denzel's father, even instructed Gallio to record the murder of the victims using a cell phone he lent to Gallio. After the killing, they met for the final time in a restaurant in Alabang. Boss Jeff gave the rest of the payment to Gallio. Gallio returned the phone he used to record the killings to Boss Jeff. When the crime became trending, Gallio was surprised to see Richard in the news calling out the suspects to his family's murder, making him feel wary of being caught by the police. Fearing that Richard might as well use them to take all of the blame, Gallio surrendered to the authorities. Consequently, the court filed a case against Gallio and Brian on two counts of murder, theft, and rape, while Richard Santa Ana received a parricide case.
The relatives of Richard and Pearl had no idea that the couple was having difficulties with their marriage. However, when Pearl was alive, she told her brother that Richard was jealous of another guy for no apparent reason. After the gruesome killings, family members began to doubt Richard's unusual actions. Based on the statements of Pearl's family, Richard became angry when the media interviewed them. They were also surprised when Richard heavily favored cremating Pearl and baby Denzel's bodies, despite the ongoing police investigation. After Gallio's big revelation, the police asked Richard to turn over the mobile phone that Gallio used to record the murders. However, Richard denied all the allegations being thrown against him.
Richard asked for help from the public attorney's office. Their investigation theorized that Gallio was a fall guy and someone else committed this crime. They also found two inconsistencies in the suspect's testimony. First, Gallio said he was the man with long hair captured by CCTV. His appearance does not match the man in the footage. Second, Gallio said he allegedly wrote the job order form. But according to Richard's lawyer, the handwriting on the job order and the sworn statement do not match. The public attorney's office also investigated the CCTV video where Gallio and Richard allegedly met, but they were not in the video. Due to lack of evidence, the court dismissed the parricide case against Richard.
Richard's release received backlash from the public.
Pero kahapon, nadakip na rin si General Mariano Alvarez Cavite ang isa pang suspect, si Brian Avistado.
Nagpalipat-lipat po siya ng mga inuwian niya sa Cavite Province.
At gaya ng suspect na si Gallio, idiniin niya rin na nag-utos sa kanila ang mister ng biktima. Nakakausap pong personal na itong beses, yung mastermind
opo,
mismo,
opo.
Yung nag-utos sa
opo,
inyo,
opo,
at nagbayan sa inyo.
Opo. Yan, sir. Yan po. Siya po. 100% po ako, sir. Siyang siya po yan. Yung padre de familia.
3 years later, the case finally found a break when authorities finally arrested Brian Avistado, Gallio's accomplice. Avistado corroborated Gallio's initial testimony, pinpointing that Richard was Boss Jeff and that he and Gallio were given money and the cell phone to take a video recording of the killing of his wife and baby boy. Meanwhile, the National Bureau of Investigation, Laguna District, recovered CCTV footage that showed Richard meeting with suspects Gallo and Avistado in a restaurant in Alabang within 1 hour after the commission of the crime. On November 22, 2019, Santa Rosa police operatives led by Police Lieutenant Colonel Eugene Hunsay Orate cornered Richard Santa Ana at his workplace in Bonifacio Global City and showed him an arrest warrant declared by the San Pablo Regional Trial Court.
Nabalot ng tensyon ng arraignment ni Ricardo Santa Ana nang kumprontahin siya ng kaanak ng kanyang asawang si Pearl at 2 taong gulang na anak na si Denzel na kanya umanong pinapatay. Pero mas tumaas ang tensyon nang manulak sa may hagdan ng ama ni Ricardo Santa Ana para pigilan ang mga nagbibidyo sa kanyang anak.
Ay, bawal yan, mama muli.
Aninin
niyo yan. Bawal yan.
Bakit?
Bawal yan.
Bakit?
Bakit?
Sa'yo na nanulak!
Sa'yo natin ang musgado. Baka magbubaliktad. Not guilty na. Not guilty na.
Sa'yo nanulak! Sa'yo nanulak!
Mga mag-anak.
Tinulak niya kami bababa ng hagdan!
Habang papasok sa loob ng courtroom, may bigla pang bumatok sa suspect. Sinubukan namin kunan ng pahayag si Santa Ana, pero tumanggi siya.
Meron ka mensahe sa pamilya? Meron? Wala? Ginawa mo ba? Ikaw ba yung mastermind? Ha?
Finally, justice seemed realistic for the gruesome murder of Pearl and baby Denzel. The significance of this case highlights the complexities of a man that accused his wife of cheating on him. Richard Santa Ana's jealousy had gone too far. He reacted cold-bloodedly by hiring hoodlums to plot revenge based on allegations. And his son, baby Denzel, who had nothing to do with his father and mother's marital issues, was also murdered by these cruel men.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. At PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, or
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.